USPS seals largest logistics deal with DHL reshaping last mile competition. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, USPS and DHL e-commerce signed a long-term contract valued at more than $10 billion, marking the largest known last-mile delivery agreement between the two organizations. USPS and hashtag X27's delivery network reaches approximately 167 million delivery points 6 to 7 days per week, providing the infrastructure foundation for this workshare logistics partnership. DHL e-commerce injects high-volume cross-border and domestic parcels into USPS and hashtag X27's last-mile network, helping the Postal Service anchor parcel revenue amid declining first-class mail volumes. The United States Postal Service and DHL e-commerce have signed a long-term contract valued at more than $10 billion, the largest known last-mile delivery agreement between the two organizations, anchoring USPS's parcel revenue base at a moment when the agency faces structural pressure from declining first-class mail volumes and congressional scrutiny over its 10-year financial reform plan. The deal pairs USPS's unmatched residential delivery infrastructure, reaching approximately 167 million delivery points 6 to 7 days per week, with DHL e-commerce's position as a high-volume cross-border and domestic parcel injector. DHL e-commerce, the division of Deutsche Post DHL Group focused on business-to-consumer e-commerce logistics, routes parcels from international and domestic shippers into the USPS last-mile network, a model known in the industry as workshare or injection logistics. The contract extends and deepens a relationship that has been operationally central to DHL e-commerce's U.S. business for years. Financial terms beyond the $10 billion-plus threshold were not disclosed, and the contract duration was not made public in available reporting. The $10 billion-plus figure represents a baseline floor, not a ceiling. Volume-linked escalators in long-term injection contracts typically tie realized revenue to parcel throughput, meaning the actual value could move materially higher if U.S. e-commerce volumes grow as projected. USPS Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has made commercial parcel revenue a central pillar of the agency's 10-year Delivering for America plan, which targets $30 billion in cost savings and revenue growth through 2031. A contract of this scale with one of the world's largest logistics operators directly supports that thesis. No additional executives were named in available public reporting on the specific contract announcement. For institutional capital with exposure to logistics infrastructure, contract manufacturing, or supply chain technology, the implications extend well beyond two counterparties renewing a vendor relationship. This deal is a structural signal about where pricing power sits in the last mile ecosystem, and which balance sheets are best positioned to capture e-commerce volume growth over the next decade. Why USPS holds pricing leverage that no private carrier can replicate. Last mile delivery economics are defined by density. The cost per stop falls as the number of stops per route rises. USPS operates the densest residential route network in the United States by design, a product of its universal service obligation rather than market optimization. That obligation, which requires delivery to every address in the country regardless of profitability, is simultaneously a regulatory burden and a structural moat. FedEx exited its final mile delivery contract with USPS in 2021 after years of the arrangement. Amazon has built its own delivery network, Amazon Logistics, which by some industry estimates now handles more than 70% of Amazon's own U.S. packages. UPS and FedEx have both invested heavily in residential surcharges to price down volume that erodes their route density metrics. DHL e-commerce made the opposite strategic decision, lean into USPS rather than compete with it. A $10 billion-plus commitment over a long-term horizon is not a tactical procurement decision. It is a bet that USPS's cost per delivery for residential addresses remains below what DHL e-commerce could replicate by building or acquiring its own U.S. last-mile network. Given that USPS delivered approximately 7.8 billion packages in fiscal year 2024 at a cost structure subsidized in part by its first-class mail and marketing mail revenue pools, that bet has mathematical support. DHL e-commerce's U.S. strategy and the cross-border growth driver DHL e-commerce operates in a distinct segment from DHL Express. Where DHL Express moves time-sensitive freight at premium rates, DHL e-commerce handles deferred, high-volume B2C parcels, often originating from Asian e-commerce platforms shipping into the United States and Europe. The rise of Shein, Temu, and similar platforms drove a significant acceleration in cross-border parcel volumes into the U.S. market from 2021 through 2024. That volume acceleration is now facing a policy headwind. The U.S. government's 2025 changes to the de minimis exemption, which previously allowed goods valued under $800 to enter the U.S. duty-free without formal customs entry, introduce new compliance friction and cost for low-value cross-border parcels. The de minimis threshold changes directly affect the economics of Chinese origin e-commerce shipments, which represent a material portion of the cross-border injection volumes that DHL e-commerce and competitors route into the USPS network. Our view, the timing of this contract, signed against a backdrop of de minimis reform, suggests DHL e-commerce is not pulling back from the US market but repositioning. A long-term infrastructure commitment signals confidence that total U.S. parcel volumes, including domestically originated e-commerce, will grow, enough to offset any cross-border volume compression from tariff and customs policy changes. What this signals for the broader injection logistics ecosystem, the USPS DHL e-commerce contract resets the market anchor for large-scale injection agreements. Other major USPS parcel partners include companies such as Pitney Bowes, through its global e-commerce division, which has faced financial distress, OSM Worldwide, and various regional consolidators. A publicly disclosed $10 billion-plus benchmark will affect every renegotiation in this space. For private equity portfolios with exposure to parcel consolidators, fulfillment networks, or regional carriers, the implications are two-directional. On one hand, USPS's willingness to commit to long-term, high-volume contracts validates the injection model and provides revenue visibility for well-capitalized counterparties. On the other hand, a USPS that is financially stronger and more commercially sophisticated, as the Delivering for America plan intends, is a USPS that will demand better pricing discipline and volume commitments from smaller injection partners at renewal. Pitney Bowes's global e-commerce business filed for a structured wind-down process in 2024, removing one of the larger injection volume contributors from the market. That volume had to be absorbed somewhere. A portion likely migrated to DHL e-commerce, reinforcing the scale advantage that made a $10 billion-plus contract feasible in the first place. Investment positioning, infrastructure moats, and long-term cash flow visibility for institutional investors, the structure of this deal is as important as the headline number. A long-term, high-value contract between a quasi-governmental network operator and a global logistics conglomerate creates multi-year cash flow visibility on both sides. USPS books committed parcel revenue. DHL e-commerce locks in delivery cost certainty for its U.S. operations without deploying the capital required to build a competing residential network. From a private equity lens, the comparable transaction framework here is infrastructure as a service rather than traditional logistics. Long-term take-or-pay style contracts with sovereign or quasi-sovereign counterparties trade at lower risk premia and higher valuation multiples than spot market logistics businesses. If USPS were a private entity, a contract backlog of this scale would anchor a discounted cash flow model with materially reduced terminal value uncertainty. The Plaquemines view the market is reading this as a logistics contract. Plaquemines reads it as an infrastructure concession. USPS is not a carrier in the traditional commercial sense. It is a regulated network with a universal service mandate, operated at national scale, with delivery economics that no private competitor can structurally replicate in the residential segment. DHL e-commerce has recognized this and made a decade-plus commitment to access that network rather than compete with it. The second-order play is what happens to DHL's competitors in the injection space. With DHL e-commerce occupying a privileged position in USPS's commercial partnership hierarchy, smaller consolidators and regional injection players face a structural disadvantage at their next contract renewal. Plaquemines expects further consolidation among mid-tier parcel aggregators over the next 24 to 36 months, accelerated by the Pitney Bowes global e-commerce exit and the pricing signal this contract establishes. The third-order implication involves policy. A financially healthier USPS, with a $10 billion-plus contract anchoring its parcel revenue, is a USPS with less political urgency to request emergency congressional funding. That reduces near-term legislative risk for the agency's operational continuity and makes its role as the last-mile backbone for American e-commerce more durable than its balance sheet history would suggest. For institutional capital, the actionable frame is infrastructure-adjacent logistics businesses with long-duration contracted revenue and low last-mile capex intensity are the correct way to express a structural e-commerce growth thesis. DHL e-commerce, as part of Deutsche Post DHL Group, is not a pure play, but this contract moves its U.S. segment materially in that direction. The bottom line: USPS and DHL e-commerce have signed a $10 billion-plus contract that locks in the injection logistics model as the dominant architecture for high-volume residential delivery in the United States. This is not a vendor renewal. It is a capital allocation statement. DHL will not build its own U.S. last-mile network, and USPS will use commercial scale to fund its own financial rehabilitation. Every parcel aggregator, regional carrier, and last mile technology platform operating in this ecosystem should treat this contract as a competitive benchmark. The next 36 months will determine which of them has the volume, the margin structure, and the balance sheet to operate in a market where the anchor contract just reset at $10 billion plus.